At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
It's time to wrap up tonight's show with the 3-4-3.
3-4-3.
Three local stories, four headlines from around the world, and three things that made you smile about the game.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9, The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore, and now it's time for the 3-4-3, brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer. We start with three local stories. Number one, we haven't talked about Atlanta United and the match with Toronto over the weekend. It wasn't a great one. It was a scoreless draw. Atlanta was outshot. They didn't create any big chances. They started well, and for about 30 minutes, it was pretty good with Miguel Almiron up top as the nine. Once Toronto took control of the game, they had control for a while, and then it just kind of fizzled out both ways. Jaden Hibbert got a clean sheet in his second start, his first clean sheet with the first team. Jaden Hibbert was called up to the Canadian national team today. He can represent Jamaica, Canada, or the U.S. Maybe he needs to get called up to the U.S. men's national team. I don't know. Maybe that would make people yell and cry and scream. I'm really happy for Jaden, and that's really about the only story out of the match on Sunday. Sadly, it wasn't an inspiring performance. Atlanta United 2 on Saturday night, that's this local story. It wasn't an inspiring finish. It was a pretty good performance. They were the better team in Orlando against an Orlando City team that was playing some of the most bizarre soccer I've ever seen in terms of time wasting as a home team with a draw. Just very cynical, very strange, more interested in creating drama than winning the game. But they won the game after a horrible mistake, a miscommunication on basically the final play of the match. Orlando scored. They won. It's a devastating loss. Good performances from Santiago Pita and Patrick Wea were kind of wasted in this. They combined for Atlanta's goal. The Twos play tomorrow night in Kennesaw, hosting Inter Miami 2. 7 points out of the last playoff spot in the Eastern Conference, 2 games in hand, 7 games to play in total. They are also home on Saturday night, 7:30 kickoff against Huntsville City, the number 2 team in the East. So 2 chances to visit the Proving Ground this week. We'll have both games on the SDH network on Wednesday and on Saturday with pregame coverage starting at 7 p.m. for both of those. You can listen by going to soccerdownhere.net and clicking listen. Number two on the local side, let's get caught up on the women's college scene. Georgia Gwinnett tonight, they hosted Truett McConnell, an in-state battle. The visitors took advantage of a second half controversial penalty. They won on the road 1-0. Let's go over to Athens. After UGA's big win last week over North Carolina, they followed that up with a win over Michigan on Sunday. They rocket into the national poll for the first time this season, number 13. They will host North Florida on Thursday night before a very long trip to Pullman, Washington to face Washington State on Sunday afternoon. Mercer, they will head to Alabama for two games this weekend. They'll take on Alabama on Friday night in Tuscaloosa and then head to Montgomery to play Alabama State on Sunday. But the big game in state is Thursday night downtown at the GSU Soccer Complex. The Kennesaw State Owls will travel down I-75 to face the Georgia State Panthers. Kickoff is set for 7 o'clock. Number three on the local side, let's move over to the men's section in the state, Georgia State. Tonight, they were on the road at UNC Asheville, and they fell 3-1. They will be at Winthrop in Rock Hill, South Carolina on Saturday night. Life University defeated Reinhardt tonight in Marietta. The Running Eagles of Life won 5-2 in that one. And the Mercer Bears on the men's side, they will travel to Tennessee for two matches this week. Thursday, they'll face Memphis, and on Sunday, they will head to Nashville to play Lipscomb. Four headlines from around the world, part of the 3-4-3 here on AST. Number one, Champions League qualifying. The final spots are getting locked down in Europe this week. The Champions League is coming to Kazakhstan for just the second time ever. You also have newcomers in the tournament from Norway and Cyprus that advanced to the league phase of the competition. Khairat Almaty, goalkeeper, Temirlan Anarbekov. He saved three penalties in the shootout to lift the Kazakhstan champions, Khairat Almaty, over Celtic of Scotland in the qualifying playoffs. They had a scoreless draw in Scotland. They had a scoreless draw here, and Khairat Almaty wins the shootout 3-2. Three saves in the shootout for Anarbekov. Bodø Glimt of Norway, they had it easy today. They eased past Sturm Graz. They won 6-2 on aggregate. They lost 2-1 on Tuesday in Austria. They dominated in the first leg in Norway. They are bringing Champions League games to their stadium inside the Arctic Circle this season. That's going to be a fun trip. And another one, the champions of Cyprus, Paphos, they stunned Red Star Belgrade, who won the Champions Cup, the precursor to the Champions League, in 1991. It was an 89th minute goal by Brazilian forward Zaha. 1-1 draw at home. They advanced 3-2 on aggregate. They went on the road to Belgrade and won the first leg. They had the lead here. They conceded. They had the lead coming into it. They conceded in the second half, and it looked like it was going to go to extra time, but they got that 89th minute goal from Zaha. So, Paphos, Bodø Glimt, and Khairat Almaty are going into the league phase of the Champions League. They could be drawn with the champions, PSG, with Real Madrid, with Barcelona, with Liverpool, with Manchester City. They could be drawn with all these. Liverpool could have to go to the Arctic Circle. Four more Champions League qualifying playoff spots will be decided tomorrow to complete the 36 teams in the league phase. Jose Mourinho, he takes Fenerbahce to face his former club Benfica, scoreless in the first leg of that one. Club Bruges, they start 3-1 up at home playing Rangers. Karabag, they start 3-1 up at home against Ferencváros of Hungary. Copenhagen, they host Basel. That one is 1-1. Going to be fun tomorrow. You can watch all of those on Paramount Plus. Number two, the Carabao Cup, the EFL, the League Cup in England. Kiefer Moore, he came off the bench to kind of luck into a dramatic late win for Wrexham to beat Preston North End 3-2. The Preston goalkeeper dropped the ball pretty much right to Moore, and he scored. Jack Walton mistake in stoppage time. That sends Wrexham into the third round for the first time since 1981. Other second round matches with the Premier League clubs involved. A late brace from Jorgen Strand Larsen that helped Wolves edge a five-goal thriller 3-2 against West Ham. That was an all-Premier League matchup. Brentford, They earned their second successive win of the season, goals in either half from Fabio Carvalho and Igor Thiago, 2-0 win at Bournemouth. Burnley, they progressed after a 2-1 win over Derby County, but Leeds United and Sunderland were knocked out on penalties. Leeds to Sheffield Wednesday, who is broke. We talked about it here on AST. Sheffield Wednesday, the players have to pay for their own hotel rooms on the road. They beat Leeds, a Premier League team. Huddersfield Town, they beat Sunderland in a penalty shootout as well. Number three on the 3-4-3 headlines. Leagues Cup semifinals tomorrow night. Miami, they will host Orlando tomorrow night in Fort Lauderdale. Javier Mascherano, he will not be on the touchline. He was red carded the last match. It was very, very funny. He was up in the stands. He was on his phone. He says he wasn't talking to the assistant coach, although the assistant coach was talking on his phone at the same time, so I don't know. Mascherano, will he be in the same seat? I don't know. We'll find out. Will his cell phone be held by the referee? Is it going to be like when you go into one of those meetings and they put your phone in a bag? Maybe. We'll see. I don't know. Mascherano, that's going to be interesting. Lionel Messi and Jordi Alba did return to training today. Will they be good to start? We'll find out tomorrow. In the nightcap tomorrow, the LA Galaxy will host Seattle. This is really all the Galaxy have to look forward to here. Two games left. If they win this one, they go to the final. If they lose this one and go to the third place game, they have an opportunity to be in the Champions Cup in CONCACAF next season if they at least win third place in this tournament.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Number four on the headlines, Newcastle United. It's been a week for the ages for them, and there's another week to come that's going to be even more chaotic. You still don't have a resolution on Alexander Isak, and it's not looking likely that's happening anytime soon. Yesterday against the defending champions Liverpool, you fell behind 1-0. You had a very dumb red card happen. You conceded again right after halftime. It's 2-0. It looks like it's all going to go pear-shaped. But you score twice to come back into this. You outplay Liverpool in the second half completely. You look more likely to win than the defending champions. You have a man advantage, but then you concede in the 100th minute and you lose. You've also had multiple bids for strikers declined. Craig Hope of the Newcastle beat reports that it looks like Newcastle are going to return with a third offer for Jorgen Strand Larsen, whose price probably went up after his brace in the Carabao Cup today. I'm trying to get him from Wolves. Going to go back with a third bid. The player wants to move. The club doesn't want to sell him. Johan Wiese of Brentford, the deal there remains alive. The player wants to move. The club doesn't want to sell him. Sources think the progress is possible. The transfer window closes on Monday. You got your star striker who doesn't want to be there. You got two strikers who want to be there, but their clubs don't want to sell them. Yeah. Good times. We'll see what Newcastle can do between now and Monday when the window closes. Okay, three things that make me smile as we wrap up this edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight. And they have nothing to do with hashtags. Number one, was at Atlanta United training today and watching Bartosz Ślisz in training today. This was a recovery day, essentially. So a lot of the starters who played heavy minutes, a lot of the players off the bench who played heavy minutes, weren't full participants in training today. Bartosz Ślisz was. He was playing very hard in every activity that I had the chance to see. And it just says so much about him and what he is. And I've said before that I think if he's here for a long period of time, he's a future captain of Atlanta United. I think he's worn the armband before. I think he plays like a captain. I think he's been Atlanta United's best player in 2025. And I'm really happy to see the work that he's putting in for the club, regardless of the results, regardless of what the table says. Really impressed with Bartosz Ślisz. Number two, things that make me smile. The Scott McTominay glow up in Napoli. This is a player who was fighting for time, was kind of nondescript at Manchester United, wasn't really seen as a big deal. He goes to Naples in Italy, and all of a sudden now he's styling and profiling. I mean, he's got like crazy nicknames in the Neapolitan language. I mean, he's scoring goals on a regular basis. He's up for a Ballon d'Or. What is in the water in Naples? It's amazing what has happened with Scott McTominay. I love to see that because sometimes you get an impression of a player and you don't know really who they are until they go somewhere else and they show you something different. McTominay has done that. He's been one of the best players in the world over the last year. And he scored in their opener as Napoli won 2-0, trying to defend their Serie A title. Doesn't look like he's slowing down anytime soon. Napoli TikTok loves Scott McTominay as well. I've learned that over the past week. And number three, I mentioned it earlier, Jaden Hibbert getting the call up to Canada. He told us on the SDH Network in preseason back in February that we didn't know he could represent Canada. But he's eligible to represent Canada, Jamaica, and the U.S. And Canada had reached out. He had reached out. They'd been talking. And now he gets the call up to Canada's senior national team for games in Europe. They're training in Europe. They're going to play Romania. They're going to play Wales. In terms of the pathway to playing and being on a World Cup roster in 2026, that's the one that's the quickest. So I hope it works out for Jaden Hibbert. It's been great to see his development this season. And like I said, it was really the only really big positive out of Sunday's match was Jaden Hibbert getting the clean sheet in the start. We'll see if he gets the start on Saturday night. We will be in Nashville for a 8:40 kickoff. Our pregame coverage on 92.9 The Game will start at 7:30. But we will be in the Music City. Nashville's been one of the best teams in the league this season. We'll see how Atlanta United fare. Still looking for their first win on the road. That'll be Saturday night. And then next Tuesday, I'll be back here on AST to talk all about it. Maybe talk about some hashtags. Maybe talk about more positives. We'll see what we have on offer next week. Thank you so much for listening. Adios, everybody.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.